Okay, so I haven't done this in a while, but I really need to go to sleep. And I'm trying this new thing where I don't have 7,000 distractions to like fall asleep. I'm just gonna lay here and like try and go to sleep. The problem is I've been trying this for like the past hour and I'm nowhere near falling asleep. Actually, my brain is like split into 3,000 pieces, and I just like every single thought that comes in my head is from like all over. I don't know how to explain it. I just like jump from thing to thing. And it occurred to me, I know exactly why I do what I do to go to sleep, but I'm also trying to prove to myself that I don't need to do that to go to sleep. But I think I may have trained my brain and body to like need to orgasm really like violently before I'm able to sleep. And it's just like, fuck, bro, you can't fuck yourself senseless every night just to go to sleep, even though it feels good. You know what I mean? So I thought maybe if I just talked about this little conundrum of mine, I don't know, I could maybe ramble myself to sleep and maybe try and avoid the inevitable of me giving in and spending the next 20 minutes violently fucking myself and cumming my brains out so hard that I can't think, and then passing out after. I wish I was exaggerating. Like, that's the process. Gosh. I'm thinking about it like right now, like, and when I say this objectively, it sounds like, yeah, you might need to find an alternative, like do yoga, some deep breathing, journaling, run a mile before you hit the sack. Because what do you mean? Like, listen to this. If I casually said this in conversation, if someone was like, yeah, how do you sleep at night? And it's like, oh yeah, my brain is so loud that the only way I've learned to be able to fall asleep is if I choke myself while fucking myself so violently that I cry and can only whimper and like say the same three things over and over until I violently shake on my bed and then fall apart and then cuddle my sloth stuffed animal until I pass out. You know? That sounds a bit like, yeesh. Whoa, there might be something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm rationalizing. I'm just trying to rationalize not doing that tonight. Like I said, I've trained my brain, and so like when it's time to go to bed, I get like violently horny. Yeah, that's what this whole thing is about. I'm too horny to go to sleep and too stubborn to do anything about it. You heard it here first. The stupidest problem in the world. And don't get me wrong, I already did yoga. I did the child's pose. I did the breathing. I was in frog pose. If you know what frog pose is, that's a deep stretch. Like, and the whole time, I was like rocking my hips because there's something wrong with me. That's why. Yoga is supposed to be calming and it feels good. Why am I horny? Why am I like, gosh. And I don't know if this is just like, am I just naturally, I mean, I already know the answer to this. I just have a high sex drive. I have a high sex drive. There, I said it. And it kind of hard to have that when, you know, you don't have anyone but yourself to do anything about it. Yeah, even harder when you kind of don't talk to people. Like, I go out in public, obviously. I'm not a recluse or anything. But I don't, like, talk to a lot of people. I just do stuff by myself. And I've gotten so comfortable doing stuff by myself that I couldn't even imagine, like, being like, hey, do you want to have sex with me? Oh, by the way, I can't get off unless there's a hand around my throat. Like, what? Maybe I'm being dramatic. Obviously, people have rough consensual sex all the time. But I don't. Not me, brother. Are you serious? Ah. See? This is what I'm doing instead of sleeping. I've been trying to go to sleep for like the past 2 hours, bro. And now I'm giggling uncontrollably about the reason I can't go to sleep. What a conundrum, am I right? I wonder if any of this is being picked up. I don't have a microphone or anything. I'm just talking to my phone because I don't do this enough to, I don't know, do anything with it. It's just me rambling about, well, you know what it's about. I should probably end this. I really don't want this to end in me whimpering like a little bitch in heat. Because I just want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep. And so I want to be fucked hard until I pass out. Like, really. Like, hey, I'm just a perfectly healthy woman with a perfectly normal sex drive. Nothing to see here. Like having someone's body weight just completely pin me down to the bed. I can come up with scenarios for days, and that doesn't help the fact that I have a very hyperactive mind. Do you know how easy it is for me to get turned on? Like, it's kind of embarrassing. It's like, Like, I think of one little scenario, and my whole brain is just like, warning, warning. Ugh. I'm so easy. I saw this this meme on Pinterest. It's like, I can't believe some people get turned on by hearing good girl / good boy. What if a mountain lion finds that out about you and uses it against you in the woods? What in what world would that happen? But I think that is so funny. Imagine wild animals using your kinks against you. That's a funny concept. I don't care. That's a funny concept. Fucking hilarious, bro. Imagine your praise kink being the reason for your downfall. Shit, I'm so funny. It's not gonna be one of those audios, brothers. Sorry if you were looking for some moaning, groaning, whimpering, please harder, fuck me daddy harder kind of audios. I think this is just me being unhinged and manic, and I'll be also horny, but also just silly and goofy. Also, I'm sweating so much. Like, my pajamas are like super thin and like silky, you know? They're like as long, it's pajamas, whatever. But I'm still hot. Am I going through like, I don't know, like a heat? Yeah, don't say that. You're not a literal animal. You're like a human. We don't go through, well, I'm gonna just say it. Maybe I'm going through like some kind of heat, like fudge. Sounding a little too animalistic there. Teehee. I think that I can make actual audios because, one, you know, I'm kind of a freak. I'm kind of a freak. Sorry. Actually, you didn't know this about me, but I'm a bit of a freak. I'm so serious. What was I even about to say? I can't take myself nowhere. Oh yeah, I was saying, like, sometimes I think I could actually make those kind of audios because it's like a switch and I can kind of just flip it on and like know exactly how I would like be if I were to like actually do that. Like, I don't know, it's so easy for me to get in the headspace and to just be like, yes, I'm gonna be your good girl. Please, please, harder. Harder, yes, I love it. It feels so good. Please. Please. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. 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 Daddy. Daddy, please. Harder, daddy, please. Wow, that I was wow, now I'm actually kind of turned on. Fuck. It's kind of fun to do. Honestly, it's kind of fun to be able to just go to a different headspace and like be a completely unrecognizable version of yourself.
I'm going to play this back and sign myself into an institution. I hope you enjoyed.